Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today. So good to have you with us. I have got Pastor John Welch with me today. John, good to have you today.
Pastor, it's good to be here. This is the, I looked at my schedule this morning, and I got a lot of things happening, but this is the I look forward to this the most.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's good to be able to interact.
Yeah,
And it's good for me. I like to have somebody to bounce things off of and talk to rather than just preach,
sure,
you know,
yes,
what I'm doing.
I love it.
We're talking about fear,
mm-hmm,
and fear in leadership, because I want to tell you something. It is a real factor in a leader's life, whether they succeed and really do what God's called them to do or not, or whether they are marginalized because they don't do what God's called them to do. Paul wrote to Timothy, the pastor of a large church, a young church, full of unbelievable opinions, up, down, inside, out.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe it, go read Paul's letter to the Ephesians or listen to what he says to Timothy. But he said this to Timothy in verse 6 of 2 Timothy chapter 1. He said, "Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands, for God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of love and of power." I'm sorry, "of power and of love and of a sound mind." Now, Paul is telling Timothy a solution to his problem.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also giving him a understanding of why fear comes at the same time. Excuse me. First of all, you've got to understand that God doesn't give anybody a spirit of fear.
Trying.
I mean, and I'm not real sure why Paul had to delineate that to Timothy.
Yeah.
There must have been some incursion there by someone trying to tell him that what he was doing, you know, he need to be a little more, have a little more fear of God and not do this and not do that. And so Paul was just pretty blind. Hey, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. You know, hey, Timothy, wake up, smell the coffee. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. It's not from God.
That's right.
So we need to, obviously, we believe that and understand that. But here's the thing. The thing when I was reading this that really jumped out at me was Paul gave him the antidote to fear as a leader.
Mm.
And that antidote was stir up the gift of God which is in you.
Yeah.
It is amazing to me, if you will hear what the Spirit of God's saying today, listen. What's in you is enough to overcome any fear that you have.
Yeah.
If you're a leader, you've got vision.
Yeah.
You've got direction. You've got purpose. And I got to tell you, sometimes you start moving in those directions and it feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always just lights and bright and action, and it can get uncomfortable when you're moving into new territory, new areas. But Paul said this, and this he said, Timothy, here's how you deal with this. Okay, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. Here's how you deal with it. You stir up the gift that's in you.
Yeah.
Because the gift of God that is on the inside of you is greater than any fear about what you're doing. In other words, this was not we use it as a general saying, God didn't give you a spirit of fear, you know. Well, I believe that, but Paul was specifically addressing a leader of a church about problems that he was facing that were causing fear and anxiety in his life. And he said, the thing that you've got to do, Timothy, to combat this is to stir up the gift that's in you.
That's so good. Yeah.
You know, in other words, anything that I'm called to do, anything that you're called to do, John, we can do it without fear because the gift that's on the inside of us is greater than any fear that might try to come
that's
to stop
awesome.
It.
Yeah, that is so awesome.
So you have to know this was very specific to Timothy. This was not just a, you know, kind of a way we use it. God didn't give me a spirit of fear. Well, no, he didn't. But this is talking about a leader, and this is talking about someone who had to address his gift.
Yeah.
And that gift, if he would stir it up, was enough to overcome that fear.
Yeah. That is so awesome, Pastor Sam.
And I think a lot of times what happens is we literally allow ourselves to get out of our gift, and that'll automatically produce fear.
Yeah.
Your decisions will be fear-based.
Yeah.
You're doing something you're not familiar with. You're doing something that maybe you're not even called to do. And I got to tell you, I can't tell you how many times I've seen this.
Yeah.
Where a leader will make a decision to do something that's totally out of their gifting.
Wow.
Next thing you know, they're questioning themselves. They're wondering whether this was right. Fear comes in. Mm. And a lot of it's because they're either not in their giftings or they're not allowing their gift to work.
Yeah, that's so good.
So either way, the bottom line, the way that you repel as a leader, fear, now I'm dealing specifically with decisions regarding ministry.
Right,
okay?
Right.
The first thing you've got to do is say, okay, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to stir up the gift that's in me.
Yeah.
That was given to me by the laying on of hands. This was a ministry gift.
Yeah.
This was not talking about the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
This was talking about a ministry gift. Timothy, hands were laid on you so that you could have an impartation, you could have an anointing that would give you the ability to do what I need you to do in this city.
Yeah.
And so as long as you stay with that anointing and stir that gift up and allow that to be your life blood, your life flow, then you can deal with this spirit of fear.
That is awesome, Pastor Sam.
And you can deal with it in power.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was, as I'm listening to you, I was thinking about some times in my life that I got there. You know, I tolerated fear.
Right.
If you tolerate something long enough, eventually, again, it will become normal.
Yeah.
It'll become the norm.
Yeah. You don't even realize it.
You don't even realize it. It's just almost an unconscious thing.
Right.
And a few years ago, I decided that I was going to approach this a little bit differently, that I was going to write it down. I was my gift and what I'm called to do.
Right.
And what I'm gifted to do. And I've written it down. And there are times I'll go back and revisit that, stirring up that gift.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll go back just because sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees.
Exactly.
So for me, I write a lot. I like to write things down. And so I've got it in the front of one of my main journals.
Right.
So I can go back and I'll open it up. And sometimes it may be just once a week, even if I'm not feeling the fear,
right.
even if it's not there. But I'll go and I'll just begin to read. I'm a leader. I'm a pastor. I'm gifted.
Right.
And I can do all and put those scriptures in there.
That's
and
good.
It really begins. I can tell a difference because it's doing what you're saying and what I believe God is saying to the people today.
Yep.
And that's stirring up that gift.
Right.
It's stirring it up.
Yeah, I think a lot of times what happens with leaders is they get so busy with other things in leadership, in ministry.
Yes.
That the primary focus of what they're called to do kind of takes a back seat.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's any leader that I know, if you'd be honest about it, have not done that.
Oh,
I mean, you just, and sometimes it's essential, but what happens is if you back off and you're all of a sudden you're trying to do something and your gift is over here and you're over here on the other side.
Yeah.
And then fear comes in. You got to back up.
Yes.
And you've got to back. And I like what you just said, John. That's a great way to put it. Write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Write it down on paper. This is what God's called me to do. This is what my gifting is. This is where I know that I am anointed. This is where I know God has given me capacity.
Absolutely.
And once you understand that and you stay with that gifting and know that it's from God, you can fight any fear that comes.
Absolutely.
You can say, hold it, devil. Sorry, but I'm called to do this.
Absolutely.
I'm gifted in this area.
So good.
I'm not going to be afraid of this anymore.
Right.
I'm not going to allow this to dominate my life.
To intimidate me.
It's not going to happen.
Boy, that's so good.
But we get away from that, and we get on that other side where we're trying to do stuff, And I've done it. And like I said, every leader I know has done it. Maybe you get into a project and you get 2/3 of the way through it and you realize, I am not gifted to do this.
Right. Yeah.
But you're in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, and I tell you, I've done it more than once. I hate to admit it, but I've done it more than once. And all of a sudden, fear starts coming. Well, the fear's not there because the devil's there. The fear's there because you're out of your gifting.
Right, yeah.
A lot of times that's the case.
Sure.
And then that starts working on you. And the crazy thing about it, this is the crazy thing about it. It will try to hold you in that fear, because if it can hold you in the fear, it keeps you away from your gift.
Wow, that is so good, yeah.
So even though you don't want to be afraid, it's like, but I'm here, but I got to do this.
Right.
And I know, but you're not in your gift. I know, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. And most of the time with leaders, it's because fear has come in because they've gotten away from their gift.
Mm, wow.
And you listen. You cannot do that. You cannot allow that in your life, because if you do, again, it's going to marginalize you and eventually paralyze you from doing what God wants you to do. So the key is to stir up the gift of God. That word there means to rekindle, to inflame, mm-hmm. and to strengthen that gift. How do you do it? Well, what you said first is perfect, John. Write it down.
Yeah.
You know, go talk to someone you have trust in,
sure,
your spouse or another fellow minister, and say, look, you know my gifting.
Yeah.
Help me identify it.
Yeah.
And help me identify where it isn't.
Yeah.
And if you can do that, you'd be amazed at what God can do.
Yeah.
I actually remember a particular pastor who was pastoring a church. He wasn't a pastor.
Yeah.
He wasn't gifted to pastor. And so every decision he made was out of fear of, I'm going to lose the people.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose the finances. I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid of that. And finally, I just had to sit down with him one day and say, listen, you trust me? Yes. You're not called to do this.
Wow. Wow.
You know, because you can't fight the fear in your own strength.
Yeah.
You can't fight that. It just starts overwhelming.
Yeah.
And you can't do it.
Yeah.
Well, praise God.
Good, good, good.
Our time's over for this session. We're going to hit this one more time. I've got just a little bit more here I want to share about this that I believe will be a blessing to you. So I want to encourage you to get hooked up with our next podcast. I believe you're going to be blessed by it. God bless you. Till next time.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.